This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to a Money Control podcast series, FutureWise, where we discuss the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Saurabh Arora, co-founder of University Living. Now, most of us move cities and even countries for pursuing higher education. The first area of focus is usually the accommodation during the period of the course. Saurabh's company, University Living, is an online global student housing marketplace incepted in 2015. Let us hear his views on how students can navigate this path. Hi Saurabh, welcome to the show.
Hi Saraswati.
How big is the online student accommodation space?
So, you know, if you talk about the overall market size, it's a 200 billion internationally, you know, market, you know, out of which around 10 billion is a market which we are catering to, which is, you know, we have 1 million Indian students going abroad, you know, who are looking for accommodation. So we are catering that, and along with it, being a global student housing marketplace, we also cater to international students outside India who's looking for accommodation, you know, when they are going abroad or outside their native city or country to look around. So it's a 200 billion USD dollar overall market, and 10 billion is a market which we are catering to.
Okay, but how does this business work? Would you typically tie up with the universities and kind of find the requirements?
So, you know, when we talk about as a model, so we are an asset light model, right? But we are not a listing website, right? We are a managed marketplace wherein a student can discover, shortlist, compare, absorb the information, and get the informed decision to book the accommodation online, right? Okay. So this is a model we have built up in last 10 years. And if we talk about, you know, our tie with universities, so yes, we do work with universities. Because see, if you talk about the numbers, only 20% or around one student out of six students get accommodation for universities. Rest, you know, they need to look out. You know, they need to manage their accommodation on their own. So that's where we come in the picture and assist students and also help universities to manage their housing overall.
Okay, but would this still be a new concept in India? Because, you know, we still have students staying in paying guests and other accommodations. So how is this different in India vis-a-vis some of the global markets?
Absolutely. You know, so being into this market for almost a decade now, so it is very heartening to see that this concept and this market is warming up in India, you know, with these student housing operators coming in picture, you know, like Stanjas and Oxfords or Campus Village for that matter. So the concept is picking up in India very fast. But overall, if you see, you know, internationally, this is, you know, as most of the concept, you know, this concept is starting in US, right, wherein universities after a point in time decide to focus on their core, which is academics. So that's where, you know, player like us, who's a managed marketplace, and in spite of being asset-light model, you know, how we accommodate students going global or outside their country by connecting tenants with the landlords and facilitating the process overall, you know, right from student discovering this accommodation to documentation to payments to smooth check-in, you know. So being a facilitator or being a managed marketplace, we are, you know, majorly we are trying to help students get a safe, secure and value for money accommodation. And with this concept, it's coming in India in last 2-3 years. And, you know, now if you talk about Indian market, you know, there are like 34 million students who are, you know, who are pursuing higher education, right? Compared to around 20% or 30% of students can be accommodated by Indian universities, rest need to look out, right? And that's where these operators or these providers trying to solve or bridge the gap. So if you see, you know, there are patterns which we can compare what it used to be globally in markets like US, UK, Australia, and the way Indian market is coming up.
Okay. But University Living also offers a lot of add-on services like student loans as well. So how does that work?
Yeah, if you see the history of University Living, right? Even if you talk about me and my founder, Mayank, right? So how we got into it is that, you know, I went to Nottingham on exchange program, didn't get accommodation, stayed in a hotel, right? So, you know, that's where the idea generated. And, you know, it's a real pain, you know. So, one thing is very clear, you know, in our company, that whatever services we're offering, that's a pain point, you know, that's a needed. So, after admission, you know, for any parents or any student, the most important thing is accommodation. But once we help them, you know, discover their accommodation, book their accommodation. But along with it, once the accommodation is done, right, they need a payment hand-holding. They need a Forex card. They need us to open their bank account before the reaching of their chosen destination, right? Then, you know, we also adding services like meet and greet, where students go and there's someone who is there to pick them up and drop to their, you know, their chosen accommodation. We also providing SIM cards, because I'm just connecting with my, you know, my time when till the time I haven't reached to my destination and my accommodation, my parents didn't sleep. So we provide all the facilities and all the offerings which ease or enhance the international students' experience from going to their native country to the chosen or destination country to study.
Okay. For a student, for instance, how should they, you know, go about choosing their accommodation when they are going for a higher education?
So again, going back to basic, so if you see my platform, right, if you come on universitysaving.com, right, you will come to a platform, you'll see, you know, you will only look for accommodation when we are aware that which city or which university you're going to, right? Mm. And then you look out for, you know, nearest accommodation around that campus, or, you know, accommodation or room type which you are looking for, right? So, and, you know, while you are, you know, exploring this option, you need to keep a tab on the prices. So my platform gives that information wherein you know how far is that that accommodation to the university, right? What are the room types available in that accommodation? You know, which is the nearest, you know, grocery shop or probably bank around my accommodation? So these are the very important points for any student to explore before zero down upon any accommodation, right? So right from understanding the requirements, right? There are students who are looking for vegetarian flatmates, right? Then there are students, probably a mature student who are going for PhD or probably a MBA program, which is more intensive. They would like to have, you know, they would like to have their own private space, or probably they would like to have a studio, which not only include attached washroom, but also kitchenette, right? If someone wants to, probably someone is a more social in nature, right? They would like to look out for an ensuite room, which is in a cluster of 4-5 bed apartment. You know, they have a common kitchen. And, you know, you have more facilities to share, and, you know, you have more, you know, it's like you can share more information and culture and learn more about it. We understand their requirements, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than pushing up their throat only one option. We are like a one-stop shop, right? Students come, they put in across their query. We understand we try to understand the requirements, give them the option as per their requirements. Help them curate or shortlist accommodation as per their budgets, location, room type, and, you know, if they have any specific preference, you know, wherein some student wants to stay with international students. On the contrary, there are some students who only want to stay with Indian students, right? So these are the customization, or, you know.
Okay. Thank you for your insights, Saurabh. I'm sure our listeners would have a lot of doubts cleared and hope that it helps him take the right decisions as far as accommodation is concerned. Over the next few weeks, we will have multiple such podcasts catering to relevant topics in the education and career space.
Now get access to India's fastest growing financial subscription service, Money Control Pro, for as little as ₹599 for 1 year. Use the code GETPRO. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research and insights, and analysis from the intersection of business, economy, politics and policy. For more information, check out the Money Control Pro website or mobile app.
That's all for now. If you listeners want us to cover any topic or have any comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.